Good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and welcome to today's Caffeine for the Soul. So all week we've been talking about success, and we've been talking about how much of success is really up and down to you. And similarly, what are some of the things that tilt the odds in your favor that make success more likely? And one of them is somewhat surprising, and that the reason that a lot of us kind of struggle to succeed is because we're not very good at predicting how long things are going to take. So I used to completely overlook this as a factor for why some people would stick with something until they succeeded and others would give up long before they reached the target. Until one day I was watching a coaching session that George Pransky was doing, and he was coaching a writer, and this guy was saying that, you know, he couldn't get himself writing. He had writer's block. And of course, as a writer, I had a lot of ideas about how to overcome writer's block. But George just kept saying he didn't really understand what writer's block was. And this went on for a while. And the guy's trying to explain it to him. And I almost jump up at one point to explain to George, you know, what writer's block is like. And finally, George asked a question that had literally never occurred to me. He said, "Well, why do you think the problem is writer's block? And not just that you are terrible at predicting how long it's supposed to take to get an idea onto paper." So if you want to lose 30 pounds in 3 months and 90 days later you've lost 15 pounds, why did you fail? Did you fail because you didn't try hard enough? Did you fail because your metabolism was rigged against you? Or did you fail because in this case for you, 90 days wasn't a long enough time frame to reach the goal, given your strategy and given what you were willing and able to do? Or another one people come up with a lot is, okay, well, I want to make an extra X amount of money this month. I want to make an extra $5,000 this month. I want to make an extra $500 this month. I want to make an extra $50,000 this month. And at the end of the month, you haven't earned anything. So what was the problem? Did you procrastinate? Was it bad planning? You know, did you not execute your strategy? Or are you on track to earn the extra money, but it's just going to take 3 months instead of the 1 month you made up it's supposed to take? Now, once I started noticing this hidden failure factor, I began to see it everywhere. I see actors out here in Hollywood all the time who give up on their dreams because they don't become stars in the first 6 months that they're here. And I work with coaches all the time who can't understand why they're not making six-figure incomes in their first 2 years in the business, despite the fact that, by the way, most coaches don't do that unless they came into the business already at a certain level, just to get that clear. But, you know, I work with people who are employed and they're not getting promoted on their time schedule, or entrepreneurs who think that because the world hasn't yet beaten a path to their door, that they must be doing something wrong. And of course, there are times where if you're not getting where you want to go as quickly as you'd like to get there, that may suggest a change of strategy. It may suggest a change of direction. It may suggest a change of career. But if the people whose opinion you respect, and I'm going to assume that you have coaches and advisors and mentors and people who are supporting you, if they agree that you're on the right track, the only thing that might be holding you back is just an inability to predict how long something's going to take. So here's three things that will help you address that. And one thing is let it be a goal, not an ultimatum. I wrote in You Can Have What You Want, I wrote, "Some people have learned to live by keeping themselves under the constant threat of poverty, abandonment, and self-hatred if they don't perform up to whatever standard they've decided upon. The problem with this motivational strategy is simple. If you keep putting a gun to your head, at some point you're going to want to pull the trigger." And the truth is, much as we try to motivate ourselves by putting a time frame on things, when we turn the time frame into an or else, it usually winds up backfiring. It usually winds up working against us because we have so much thinking already about, oh, we're just not good enough, we're just not committed enough, we're just not this enough. And those kind of ultimatum time frames tend to trigger all that thinking and just take us down and make us kind of want to give up, not move forward. Now, a second thing that you can do is set a more unrealistic time frame. So in Creating the Impossible, which is a program I run every year, it's the name of my upcoming book for Hay House, We set a time frame that is deliberately too short for people's impossible projects, so that it to succeed within that time frame would be almost completely impossible. And what that actually does for people once they relax into it, it frees them up to just go for it and to just be involved in creating each day without worrying about whether or not it's going to work in the time frame allotted. And so one of my favorite unsticking moves for myself, one of my favorite unsticking moves as a coach, if I don't feel like I'm getting anywhere, or if my client feels stuck, is we'll ask them to double the target in half the time. Now, why does that work when it works? Well, it works because we kind of know we're not going to make it, but it forces us out of the thinking we've been stuck in. We take the false deadline pressure off our minds, and we free ourselves up for new thought, for more fun thought, for more creative thought. And because we're now just playing a game, double the target in half the time, 10 times the project in a tenth of the time, we sometimes come up with brand new strategies that would never have occurred to us when we were trying to reach our targets in a realistic time frame. And then the final suggestion, the final tip, the final thing that you can play with is an idea that I first talked about on our Success Made Fun 1 year program. And we used to say that the fastest way to future rewards is by following present joy. In other words, just enjoy what you're doing. When you enjoy what you're doing, you tend to do it better. You tend to show up more fully. You tend to be more focused on it. And worst case, you're really enjoying yourself. And best case, you're really enjoying yourself while you make progress. And if you're really enjoying yourself, how long it takes to succeed becomes a point of interest rather than a point of contention. So I hope you've enjoyed the week. Have fun, learn heaps, and I'll talk to you soon.